Delivery drivers don't have it easy when it comes to parking, so how can we improve this? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ann Melissa Campbell, Clement T. and Sylvia H. Hansen Family Chair in Manufacturing Productivity and Professor of Business Analytics at the University of Iowa, looks into it.
Anyone who's ever spent time in a big city has found themselves stuck in traffic surrounded by delivery vehicles. How can we get the products we ordered delivered to us on time with fewer delivery trucks on the road and the traffic they cause? Delivery companies develop sophisticated algorithms to decide what customers should be visited by which drivers and the order that delivery drivers should visit these customers. These algorithms, however, don't consider parking. It can be useful, for example, to recommend a driver park in a certain area and visit a prescribed set of customers on foot from that parking spot. Our algorithm does just this. We found that the strategic consideration of parking becomes particularly important in areas where it takes a long time to park. This is the case in most urban environments, where the current average time to park is 9 minutes. In these situations, the answer is for the driver to park fewer times and walk more. If the parking time is high enough, the solutions can suggest a driver deliver a set of packages from a parking spot and return to that parking spot to get more packages and walk again rather than drive. We tested our idea using data from Chicago. We calculated delivery time could be cut by about 50% if companies designed routes that strategically consider parking, which means drivers can make twice as many deliveries during a day. If drivers can make twice as many deliveries, we need only half the number of trucks on the road and traffic can be reduced so we can get to where we want to go more quickly.
That was Ann Melissa Campbell of the University of Iowa. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.